Hi there. Oh, Missy, why are you so giggly? Well, you see, the answer to that is Missy has been a very, shall we say, productive girl. She bought herself 2 new toys. I know, I'm excited too. So basically, I've never actually owned a full-on dildo, like just a dildo, nothing fancy, no bells or whistles, just a good old wobbly suction cup base dildo. So I decided what I was going to do was I was going to try to hold off until the new toys came in so that I could play around with, well, obviously, a little bit of penetration along with the clitoral stimulation. And so I'm here. I finally have my toys. And I decided I was going to climb into bed. I'd taken off all of my clothes. Climbed up into my big empty bed all by myself, and I'm about ready to give this a go. I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure how much I'm gonna like this. I mean, statistically, you know, women don't get off from vaginal stimulation alone, but I'm thinking maybe the combination between the two is going to be pretty good, right? Doesn't hurt to have, you know, more weapons in your arsenal, that's for sure. So, without further ado, I haven't quite decided yet what kind of theme I want to do. Like, if I want to do a fantasy while I'm playing, or if I just want to experience the first, I suppose, of, you know, introducing said toy to me, for lack of a better word. Without further ado, though, I think I shall give this a go. Now, I will say that I wasn't overzealous. I've done that in the past where I picked up a toy, not really paying attention to dimensions, which, much to my chagrin, was, you know, a mistake. Not an expensive one, thank God, but a mistake all the same. And so I've learned since from that mistake to pay more attention to dimensions. And so I wanted something that I knew, or relatively sure was, you know, going to work and wasn't too big or too overzealous. And so I got a little guy. He's, I think he's about 5 inches long, with about 4 inches of that being insertable. And he's, you know, he's not threatening. He's not very scary, which is great because, I mean, the purchase that was a mistake, my eyes were bigger than my you know what is, and so it very quickly became a clit toy only, despite the fact that it was supposed to be G-spot stimulation. Nevertheless, this guy looks like he's just right. He doesn't look too intimidating. I'd say he's probably about 2 fingers wide, so maybe 1 inch wide across the tip. And it's very nicely tapered, so shouldn't have too much of an issue. And it's one of those real skin models that have, like, you know, the veins. On the one hand, I'm, like, kind of cringing at this one because, I don't know, maybe it's just because this is so new to me. And no offense to anybody who, you know, is a dildo enthusiast. Absolutely not. This is just, you know, new territory for me, so to speak. But I like it. It's got a little bit of a curve to it, and an up curve, I should say, and it's got the suction base. So if I want to experiment in the shower or wherever, I can, you know, see how that works. But for now, we're just going to go ahead and we're going to see how this goes. And so I should say that I have been playing a little bit. I'm quite wet and eager to get this show on the road. And so I figure we're going to go ahead and just do that. So I'm going to start with the toy first. And we're going to see how that goes. And then I'll add my satisfier to the mix. Oh, I'm very wet, and so I'm rubbing my clit, I should say, with the head of the toy. Oh, it feels very good. It really does feel like, I don't know, a penis, I guess, if it was like a slightly cool room temperature. I don't know. I'm not going to think about that. That might weird me out. But yeah, just back and forth up between my lips. Oh, it feels so good already. Oh, I'm going to go ahead now and slide it down. Yeah, oh my god. I get it right there. Right at the entrance. And oh my god. Oh, I haven't entered yet. I'm just lightly pushing, letting the tip spread me open gently. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. I'm ready. I'm gonna just slowly. Oh fuck. Oh god, it's in. Oh my god. It's about halfway. Oh. I'm just pulling it back and forth a little bit. Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh my god, alright, a little bit further now. And let's see. Oh, let's go the rest of the way. One smooth. Oh god. Oh god. Oh my god. Okay, it's in. It's in all the way. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yeah, that's definitely, I can feel it for sure. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. Oh god. Oh, if I clench on it, I can't move it. Oh god. Okay. I'm just gonna take a couple deep breaths. And then push it out. Oh my god. I can feel every inch of this as it moves. Oh my god. It's so tight. Okay. I'm just thrusting in and out. Oh my god. I can feel how it parts me. Oh, it forces the walls to open. Oh, okay, easy. Oh my god, it feels good though. I never imagined that. Oh my god. Oh, I mean, sex feels good. I mean, that's a given. But there's other elements to it too, of course. Like, you've got that connection with that partner that you trust and care about enough to let them into your body, and you know, the friction and fuck. the kisses on the neck and sucking on the nipples and those thrusts that just graze the clit and add that zing. Oh my god, okay. I'm gonna push it back. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh. Oh god. Okay, I know. Because it's a little... Oh, it hurts a little bit. Okay. I'm just gonna hold it there. Oh my god. I do enjoy the sensation of being filled. But I think I'm gonna... I'll throw my satisfier into the mix here. Oh my god. Oh, the clenching on it. Oh, fuck. Oh god, okay. Oh, fuck. Alright, focus, Missy, come on. Rub on your clit. Let's get to the satisfier. Okay, alright. Oh, fuck, okay. I mean, I know that this one delivers. I haven't had very many problems with it. But I hope that the combination of the two is going to just be, amazing. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, okay. I pushed out the fucking dildo trying to get the satisfier. Oh, okay, there we go. Oh my god. Oh my god, this is good. Just get that. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Right there. Okay. I'm just gonna leave it here for a minute. Oh my god, that feels good already. It's not even on a very high setting. It's just on the second. Oh god, okay. Alright, I'm gonna bump it up. Oh god. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, okay. Now. Oh. Start sliding the toy in and then out. Oh, fuck. Oh, god. Oh, my god. It's like almost overstimulation. Oh, my god. I don't know whether to focus on. Oh, the dildo opening me, or this suction of the satisfier. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Feels really good when I'm grinding it deep. Oh yeah. Please. Oh, okay. Oh fuck, there we go. Oh my god. Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh my god. Oh, I'm bucking my hips into it. Oh my god. My legs are starting to shake already. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Okay. Oh, my nipples are rock hard. Oh, it feels so good though. Oh my god. Oh my god. Clenching on the dildo is just fucking. I don't know how to describe it, but it makes the clit to me feel more intense. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 I was afraid that it was gonna feel like, I don't know, too stiff or. Oh my god. Oh fuck, oh god. Oh fuck, yes. Oh my god. Oh. Fuck, okay. Just kind of pushing and pulling. I'm not quite pulling it all the way out, but oh, 3/4 of the way, maybe. I'm not trying to push back in all at once, but it depends. I'm clenching around a particularly good spot. Oh my god. I grip it so hard it won't move. Fuck. I feel like I'm really like right there. It's not gonna take much for me to start like ascending, so to speak. Oh my god. Oh. what was I saying before? Oh, I was worried that it wouldn't be flexible and just, you know. Not conform to, like, my curves, I guess. Oh my god. Oh god, oh god, oh god. Oh no. Oh no. Oh fuck. Oh no, 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 no. Oh god, right there. Oh god, oh god, oh god. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Oh god. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh god. Right there, right there, right there. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So good. Oh, it's so good. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. I'm gonna... Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Fuck. Oh. Oh. There it goes. Oh my god, come here, come here. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. I can feel it. It's stuck. It is so... I shoved it real deep there as it started to come. And I'm still, like, clenching around it. It's not coming out anytime soon. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, just breathe. I mean, don't get me wrong, I feel like I've come really hard with the satisfier, but I haven't come so hard that my cunt started throbbing, which I can definitely feel because of the toy still, you know, clenched, like, deep. So, fuck. Okay, Missy, it's 4 inches, how fucking deep can that be? But you know what I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. So if I were to rate that one, I would say, well, I'd say 13 out of 10. Just above, just, you know, like above the best that I've had with the satisfier alone. But if that, so by that logic, if the first time I've used the two, so the dildo and the satisfier together, I'm getting an average of, like, say, a 13 out of 10. I mean, it's not going to be an average because I've only used it once. 13 out of 10 is the first go. What is going to be when I really get the hang of, you know, keeping the satisfier in place and not jostling it while I move the, you know, the dildo, etc. So, I mean, was it worth it? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Was it worth waiting, like, you know, a week and a half or so without touching and coming? Yeah, absolutely. Oh my god. I can still feel, like, you know, you get a pulse in, like, your legs and stuff when you're really, really, you come really hard, or, you know, worked out your legs real hard. Yeah, it feels real good. I mean, do I even have to leave right now? Like, can I just fucking literally just stay in bed for the rest of the night? Satisfier tucked on my hip and the dildo still in my pussy. And that would be an interesting sight for the boyfriend to come home to tomorrow morning. Girlfriend naked in bed. Hair rat's nest. Spread eagle. Dildo in her pussy. Satisfier in her hand. Alright, well, if you managed to stay this long, thank you for coming to my experiment. I will definitely be featuring these guys together more. I don't know, I was kind of feeling like just the satisfier was getting boring, but I think now that we've got Mr. Old Suction Cup here, we can spice it up a bit. I don't know, I also don't want to be one of those people who, like, sticks it to their wall and they go so hard that they fucking rip a piece out of the gyp rock. Like, that just, I'm not trying to do that. That would be weird to have to explain. Anyway, thank you for staying and making it this far. And as always, thank you for listening. I love your support. And I mean, I wouldn't do this if it weren't for you guys and the enjoyment that you get out of it. So, from me to you, thank you and have a good night.